This is a really interesting piece. Joel Kotkin's column in the Orange County Register, Southern California becoming less family friendly. And the numbers are pretty interesting. As recently as the year 2000, the proportion of population ages 5 to 14 in L.A. and Orange County stood at 16%, which was the sixth highest level among the nation's top 52 largest metro areas. 13 years later, that was down to 12.8%, ranking 33rd. The area experienced a 20% drop in its share of youngsters, the largest decline among U.S. metro areas. Let's talk about the reasons why we're losing kids from the L.A. Orange County area, from the Register columnist and, of course, professor at Chapman University, Joel Kotkin. Joel, how are you?
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. I'm doing fine.
Good. Always happy to have you. So, it doesn't really take Nostradamus to figure this out. This is a very expensive place to live. And families, young families that want space for their growing families are, in many cases, priced out of the region.
Well, that's certainly part of it, although it's interesting that the Bay Area, which has even higher prices, has had a similar decline, but not as precipitous. I think it's also the combination that we managed to be both expensive and to have very little in the way of income growth and very little in the way of job growth. So sort of the worst of both worlds. And it's interesting that some of the biggest declines are not necessarily where you would expect them. They're really actually in places like Pico Union and the areas around downtown Los Angeles and South L.A. have all seen big declines.
Well, part of that is, I would suspect, that when the economy tanked, the influx of illegal immigration slowed down. And a lot of those families that had young children either went home or stopped arriving in the numbers that they had been arriving prior to the market crash.
Yeah, and I also think that they've been either not coming here and going elsewhere, or, as you suggest, stay home, or in many cases they are here and then they move, let's say, to the Inland Empire, or they move to someplace else, sometimes in California, but they can't afford to stay here, and the city's desire to densify and to make the city ever more congested and urban also discourages families because, basically most families want to live in a relatively low-density environment unless you're very, very wealthy and you can afford to buy your way out of all the urban ills.
We're talking with Joel Kotkin, and you can read Joel Kotkin's piece and more on the opinion pages of the Orange County Register. And to get the newspaper delivered and receive full digital access, visit ocregister.com/subscribe. Joel, how should we be developing Southern California? I mean, we hear from the urban planners anyway that we've essentially run out of the tract homes and single family homes that were built post-war era. And sort of made this a middle-class nirvana for so many years. We are going to go up, and we're going to get more crowded as the population increases, and there just aren't that many places left that we can continue to build single-family homes.
Well, of course, there is a huge amount of land in the Inland Empire. There's also a lot we could do to restore neighborhoods. I mean, what seems to be happening now is more and more of our traditional middle-class neighborhoods are being dominated by what we call people retiring in place. In other words, people who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, staying in their homes much longer than anyone expected because they bought their homes when they were affordable, and the next generation, which is having a rough time anyway, really can't go in and buy them. I mean, I look at housing prices and I just say, well, who can possibly afford this? Now, whether we're going to have massive amounts of new apartment construction, I mean, there's been some. I wonder how people are going to be able to afford that as well. And there are ways that we could look at our neighborhoods, which have always been family-friendly neighborhoods, and see how we can restore them. We know that the area still has appeal. I mean, if you take an area like Irvine, which has very good schools, and I think schools are a big part of this as
right.
well, people still flocking to Irvine. Families are still going there, even though it's extremely expensive.
Well, that's the point. The point that I'm making is that many middle-class families are priced out of metro L.A. Orange County, and they sentence themselves to incredibly long commutes coming in from San Bernardino, Riverside County, or, you know, way up the 14 freeway in order to have affordable housing. But if we don't build more housing, then the housing that's here is just going to get more and more expensive because it's rare and it's in demand.
And because we haven't figured out how to encourage people who are, let's say, in their 70s and 80s to go somewhere else or to go into – they should be the ones more likely to go into the higher density housing. But families are not going to – middle-class families are not going to move into an area – which is not only expensive, but where you have to send your kid to private school. I can tell you as I have two kids. One's already out of the house, but one is here. When you start figuring out the cost of private education on top of the housing costs, and it's pretty prohibitive. And so people, you know, if you move, let's say, to an Irvine, you pay a high price, but you don't pay, you know, just junior high and high school in a private school in L.A. can run you $220,000 to $230,000 total.
Well, and we've seen that reflected not just in the numbers you cited in terms of loss of young people 5 to 14 from the metro area, but Los Angeles Unified School District enrollment peaked in 2003-2004 around 740,000 and change. And now we're down to 650. So we lost almost 100,000 in enrollment in the Los Angeles Unified School District. And a lot of that is, it's not all people going to private schools. It's a lot of people voting with their feet and just leaving.
And what we see in many very expensive cities is people left with a choice. You want to live in L.A., you want to live in San Francisco, you want to live in New York. You can do it, but you can't do it and raise a family. And so when I've done interviews, one of the things that comes out, it's tragic, is that option that existed for my generation of I could live in the city I want to live in, I could have a house, and I could raise a family. That is really not the choice that many of the younger people
have. Well, it's not available to them. Joel, as always, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Joel Kotkin.